message. To page this person, press 5 now.
That's not right. Oh. Try again.
Hi, this is John. Please leave a message after the tone.
To page this person, press 5 now. At the tone, please record your message. When you are finished recording, press pound. You can then leave a call.
Yes, we all know this speech. John Wilkerson.
Hello.
Hello, John Wilkerson. You didn't answer your phone. Shame, shame, shame on you. Okay, so this is your Would You Rather call.
You have to call us back.
You have to call us back within the next 10 minutes if you still want to do this. Otherwise, we're never calling you again or playing any of your voicemails. Just kidding. Bye. Well, you got to give him some incentive.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, everybody, to the Two Blind Squirrels. Brad and Faith are podcasting around the world. Just sit back now, give it a whirl. Welcome, everybody, to the Two Blind Squirrels.
Oh, this is the part I'm supposed to tell you what we're going to talk about on today's show. I have no idea. We're winging it. Don't you love that? All right. Guess what I got?
What?
I got a new program.
Really?
Yeah. It's called MatQ, and it is what you're listening to the music on. That's right.
Cool.
I got rid of my mix ear, and so I have a whole new system to learn and a whole new set of things to mess up.
Oh, great.
The good thing
You don't have to turn the speaker up anymore, though. I mean, turn the volume up anymore?
Well, all the volumes are locked in and set. And
oh,
they're
good.
All saved.
So you don't ever have to turn it up, so we won't ever have to have that problem anymore?
Except for when I get phone calls. When I get phone calls, I still have to make sure that everything is, you know.
Thought that problem was
kosher. Well, because those are all new. But everything that's not new is all, you know, preset in here and just ready to go. And
I'm not going to say a word here.
See?
You don't have to turn it up.
No.
Gotta like that.
The only one that didn't work for some reason was
warning.
Alert.
This podcast contains content not suitable for all ages.
And that's true,
listener
it does.
Discretion is advised.
That's true. We needed that.
We do need that.
We do need that. Because
Faith
I
is
need
going
to talk
about flirty exercise dancing. What's it called?
I don't
know. Flirticize? Is it flirticize?
I don't know. It was
I think so.
Stupid.
Something like that. Flirticize. And it's basically stripper training.
How to become a stripper?
Yeah,
at home.
Stripper training for you're at home. Right?
It was a commercial during the countdown today.
The countdown, yeah. The VH1
top 20 countdown.
That's right.
Well, I hadn't watched the top 20 countdown in a while. We've been busy.
Yes, we have.
So I thought, I'll see what new music's out. You know, keep up a little bit. I got to keep up with the younger generation.
So you think?
So I think. So anyway, I'm watching the first, there's a really good, what's their names? What is it? What's their names?
I don't know.
He's
Lifehouse?
No, they're the really cool band that's
Fall Out Boy?
No,
the Killers?
Stinky.
Okay. Okay. Stinky. Stinky McStinkerson?
Was Stinky McStinkerson. What? No, the group that's really awesome, and he's married to
The Fray?
No, he's married to
The Beatles.
No, they're all
they're
dead.
They're really awesome.
Yeah, but they're all dead.
Not
like you
all
said,
dead.
They're as good as you too.
Paul's not dead.
He plays
I don't
the
think.
Piano. No, he's
did
still
Paul die in a car wreck?
No, he's playing the piano. That's Princess Diana. He plays the piano.
Oh, Elton John.
Oh, you're killing me. You know who it is. Who is
know.
It?
I don't know.
He's married to the actress.
Married to the actress.
And their child's name is Apple.
Oh, Coldplay.
Thank you. You think they're genius.
They are genius.
They have a new video out.
What's not genius
about
that?
That was good. I haven't watched the whole thing. I only got to the first 10. And I mean the top 10.
Oh, yes.
What?
No, that's, yes, I'm listening.
You made a funny face at me.
Did not make a funny
you
face.
You did. And
liar,
they were.
Liar, pants on fire.
And I was so upset about the Fall Out Boy video that I couldn't go. I couldn't pay attention anymore.
Because the Fall Out Boy video.
Well,
what?
It's just like the degradation of society. Is that really? That's what we want our kids to be doing? Really? I don't care what you think. You know.
I don't know if he was communicating we shouldn't care.
I don't care if that's what he was communicating.
That's just what you took from it.
What I saw in the video was a bunch of loser boys.
Yes.
Flashing people, stealing money, grabbing walkers away from poor old men, dropping water balloons on people from five-story buildings, acting like dumb teenage boys.
So basically a regular Saturday night around here.
Yeah. I mean, it was terrible. See, the thing is I know that was probably, their point is not to go out and act like that. But teenagers are stupid. And they'll go, that's really cool. That's what they do. So that's what they'll go and do.
You think so?
I do.
You don't think they'll...
Hold up, wait a minute, put a little love in it.
Nope.
They won't?
No. There'll be no love. Because it's all hate. Stealing mean to old people hate.
Well, after that... After you were all upset about that, then you saw the furnace.
Oh, yeah. Then, well, no, I didn't see it. You did because I was mad. I wasn't paying attention. I was on my laptop.
Oh, you were mad because of the
searching
video.
For new lunch box containers.
Oh, okay.
And it's very exciting.
Well, you know my theory.
And so then that video, you go, what is this? And I looked up and there's a bunch of women hanging on a chair. And I'm like, well, that's not an exercise video. And then I remember I get collage video, which has been around since the 80s. And it's where you can buy exercise DVDs and well, videos back in the day. Mm-hmm. Back in the day of Buns of Steel.
Right.
And anybody ever have that? That was great. Buns I loved of Buns of Steel. That hurt. I remember the first time I did Buns of Steel, I had to go potty and I tried to sit down and it hurt so bad I almost wanted to cry. It hurt.
That's more information than any of us wanted.
Well, too bad. It was painful.
We are not all about the potty humor here.
Body humor.
It was potty and it was funny. But this video wasn't Buns of Steel. It was more like Breasts of Silicone.
Yeah,
I think
that was
the name of the video.
It was stripper pole exercise. Well, anyway, my collage video that I get the magazine, you know, that tells all the greatest workout DVDs.
Yeah, yeah.
They have a little paragraph that says, we try all of our, you know, how come not all, I mean, there's a bazillion workout videos out there, right?
Yeah.
How come we don't have all of them? And they said, because we try all of them. And if they're crap, then, oh, sorry. If they're carp, then we don't put them on our webpage,
yes,
right?
Of course.
Because if they don't work, and then they said, yeah, we do know that our competitors sell a lot of the stripper pole video and the breathe, whatever they named a couple others.
Yeah.
But they don't work and they don't produce results.
Oh,
so we don't
results.
Sell them. And then Brad says, they get results, but not the kind you're thinking
not
of.
Can you what?
So I'm just, and it was a commercial.
Sorry. Go ahead.
And it was a commercial.
Yeah.
So my daughter could be sitting there watching this commercial.
Well, you shouldn't be letting your daughter watch VH1
well,
Top 20
shouldn't.
Anyway.
And she wouldn't. And I never do. She wasn't even home when I was watching it. Because you can't watch. VH1 is crap. And I'm
That's
sorry.
Bad.
It's crappity crap crap.
Okay. Can we really?
No. Because that's the only word for it. I'm sorry, Stavine, but that is it. There's no other word that is perfect for what that is. Bret Michaels.
You got a word.
Bret Michaels and that whole silicone business crap.
Bret Michaels has a new show, too.
Yeah, again.
It's called
Silicone on the Road.
It's called 20 Bimbos in My Bus.
That's right.
I think that's what it's called.
I mean, seriously, is that how women want? I mean, women have been fighting for equal rights and for, you know, I'm going to break the glass ceiling, blah, blah, blah. And then they go and they act like that. What kind of message are we portraying to men? It's not.
I don't know.
I'm just saying. Just the degradation of society. Is that a word? Is that right? I don't know.
I think so.
It's just
Blech. Bret Michaels is on steroids, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, we had this conversation. You said his neck was too big.
No, it's his head.
His head. His head's always been that big.
I mean, yes, his neck is huge, but you can't increase the size of your head by lifting weights, okay? That only happens through steroids.
How do you know this?
Because I listen to ESPN for 6 hours every day.
Okay.
I listen to real doctors talk about the problem, talk about looking at pictures of baseball players, and how you can tell if you have a picture of them 10 years ago and another picture of them today, you can tell if they've been doing steroids.
Because their head's bigger?
Because their head's bigger.
Are you sure it's not just because they have inflated egos?
And their necks are huge. You know how much exercise you have to do to actually build your neck muscles up enough to equal the size of your head and your shoulders?
No, I don't.
So that basically your head is just a goal of mine between the two shoulders?
It's not a goal of mine, no.
I'm just saying the boy's on steroids.
Whatever, I don't care. I mean, I care because it's not good for him, but I mean, why are we talking
about
that?
He's older than me.
He is.
And he wears mascara. I don't trust any man older than me that wears mascara.
And
I'm
you know
sorry,
what?
I just
the
don't.
Whole bandana thing went out a long time ago.
That's
he's
his signature.
Still sporting the bandana.
It's his signature thing, man.
But you know what? That was 20 years ago. 25 years ago.
It's his signature thing.
Really?
I don't know. Is it?
You know, you'd think at some point you get old enough to go, you know what? There's got to be more to... And you know, that's the thing. You know, you listen to the songs and they have... There's no purpose. We looked at each other several times and went, well, I don't even know what they were saying. What? And it was depressing. It was like,
we have no hope. We're not on Bret Michaels anymore.
We have no hope.
We're on the fray again.
We have no... It's all pitiful, terrible life. We have no hope. We're all going to die. I mean, what kind of... When we wonder why our children wander around...
Well, that's what you get with atheism. You get no hope.
Well, it's exactly... But they think, you know, it'll
despair.
Fix it all. There is the hope
despair.
Is gone. The hope of glory is gone.
Hope of glory, that is our call.
It is. Jesus Christ. He can fill that void. I just entered a fairy tale.
No, that was the royal entry.
Okay, I'm like what
Jesus
I just
Christ comes
truck's
to the picture.
Gonna come walking down the road
as opposed to Bret Michaels.
Yeah, you need to do a flush with Bret Michaels.
That was the gong. He's gonged out of here. The gong show has been over.
Yeah,
it's still ringing. Listen.
Yeah.
Oh wow,
that's cool.
It's a long gong. Hey, I gave the jokes the Wilkerson warning before this show started. Okay.
What was it, breakfast? No, it was...
which he did not call back, by the way.
It was...
it's over
it was
for
16,
you, Wilkerson.
It
it's
was,
over.
It was 16 candles. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah. There's your reference, people. Hey, but you know why these videos sell? You know why these videos sell? And you know why Bret Michaels has a hit show?
Why?
Because there might be sex. Look...
Seriously, what?
What?
Okay.
Everything sells, and you sprinkle in a little, not sex. You don't have to actually sprinkle sex. You just sprinkle, there might be sex. In other words, we all know if you watch the Bret Michaels show, right?
That's all it is.
That there's not going to be, you're not going to actually see porn. Right?
Yeah, you will.
I don't know. I've never watched it.
It is.
But they can't show certain things on television. That's all I'm saying.
They go as far as they possibly can. You know what they put on them? Like the skimpiest little bikinis known to man.
I don't know. I don't watch the show, but I'm just saying they sprinkle on a...
Isn't it supposed to be video television? I mean, aren't we supposed to be able to watch video? Now we had to like create a whole new channel. Like they had MTV, and then that became a whole bunch of road rules and all that crap back in the 90s.
Listen, nobody under 20 even knows what the M in MTV stands for.
Music.
You don't have to say it.
Television.
If you have to explain
then,
it, it's not funny, says Dave.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Dave. So then they created VH1, right?
Video.
Hits
one.
Right. But that only lasted for like 10 years where you actually got videos.
Not
and
even
then,
that long. What, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it was about 10 years.
So
and
then, they
and then and so then they created
VH
a whole.
C.
No, well, no, it was VH1 Classic.
Right.
Oh, it's just VH1 Classic.
Oh, whatever.
So what are they going to do? Just keep creating channels because
well,
they keep filling up the old
videos
ones with
on
junk?
VH1 Classic now. Now it's mostly you know classic
it's
albums.
The 100 best hard rock songs known to man.
You know what I hate? Since we're on the subject of modern crap, I hate television shows that I'm actually interested in.
What a beating.
I'm actually interested in watching the show.
Yeah.
They only have 15 minutes a show.
Yeah.
But it's a 30-minute show.
Yeah, because so you know why? They don't have enough content.
Here's what they do. So before they go to commercial, they tell you what they're going to talk about after the commercial. Uh-huh. Then when they come back from the commercial, they talk about all the stuff they talked about before the commercial.
Yeah,
they literally spend an entire minute after before they go to commercial talking, giving
about
you clips
what's
and previews
next.
About what's coming up next, just so you don't go away. Then when you come back from the commercial, they show you 1 minute of stuff from the previous segment.
I was here.
I was just here.
This is why I have TiVo.
You don't have to reset. Now, if you're in the middle of sitcoms don't reset. You don't come back from a sitcom and go, oh, we better explain to the audience in case anybody joined us while we were at commercial break what just happened in the last 15 seconds.
It's only for reality television. You know why? Because they don't have enough content.
What did I get sucked into watching that was doing that? Was it the Kennedy thing?
No, the Kennedy, that's a good show.
Well, what was it?
That I haven't seen the whole thing of that yet.
No, what was it that we were watching?
Keep falling asleep. It's really good, though. But I watch it late at night, and so I never catch very much.
Yeah, it's the new Kennedy. All the Kennedy documents have been released about his back.
They've been classed. They have been declassified.
This evil doctor that was hanging around.
Well, he killed Marilyn.
And he killed Marilyn Monroe, by the way.
That's what they say.
The evil doctor did.
They, whoever they is.
Well, him and Bobby Kennedy
Him and Bobby Kennedy did.
There was a police officer.
Do you believe that Robert Kennedy killed her? I do.
You do?
I don't think he did, but I think he was there.
It's awful suspicious.
Yep.
Of course, you know, I said that about the whole JFK thing, and I've pretty much come around on that.
You've come around and decided that it's...
decided Lee Harvey Oswald did the whole thing.
Pretty much, yep. We got...
Now, I think there was more to it. I think there was more to it than...
But he did it.
Than just one lone nut in the middle of the night deciding I'm going to go kill Kennedy.
Right.
But I think there were some things that people didn't
They were mad at him because he was dating the mob, or he was having an affair with the mobster's girlfriend.
But bottom line is that this whole Marilyn thing, there's way more holes in that story than there was at JFK assassination.
Oh, my, yes.
And I'm not a conspiracy theorist.
No, we're not at all.
That's the weird thing. But, I mean, there's a police officer who, like, pulled over Robert Kennedy and this doctor. They were in the car together.
And some other guy. I forget
In the town where... And they weren't supposed to be there.
In California.
And they weren't supposed to be in that town. And they got pulled over
that night.
Well,
he said he was with his family, but he got pulled over that night where in, you know, just a few blocks away from her house. The same time.
So, I don't know. I guess it's possible police officers are lying, but he wasn't the only one. It's just that was the most credible.
Right. Anyway, but what we were saying? Oh, yeah. What were we talking about?
Plus, she just got off the phone with her friend.
Oh, yeah, the show. We were watching...
Yes?
We were watching Living with Ed on the Green
Network.
Oh,
that's what it was? We were watching that stupid show,
it's
Living
not stupid.
With Ed.
It
sucked me in
it's
with all these gadgets.
It's not stupid.
You know
good.
What sucked me in is the gadgets.
I love Ed. I think he's cool. Because
you know
he
what?
Was green before it was cool to be green. Like,
he
way
was?
Before.
He was a freak before it was cool
wife,
to be freaky. But
his
listen.
His poor wife, which she puts up with, is hysterical.
That whole relationship bothers me. I don't like the relationship. They're always at each other. You never see them be sweet to one
it's
another.
It's for the TV. And she made him that weather thing, and he hugged on her,
that
and
was
it was very sweet.
That was true, but even that had a tinge of...
They do that on purpose because it's not reality television.
It's true. But then all of their friends are really crazy.
Well, where they're in Hollywood, right?
They go over to this woman's house. What is she on? I can't remember. I've seen her.
Before. She's an actress.
She is a freak. Freak with a capital K. Okay.
She has noise pollution issues.
You know what's really important is the noise pollution. You know, she lived in this fairly large house.
But it was built in the 1920s.
Yeah, and there was nothing green about this house at all.
No. It was built in the 1920s.
Well, there wasn't anything green about what she was doing.
I'm sure there was lots of lead in it.
But
it was anti-green.
It was anti-green.
It was like our house in Conley Street.
But
it was
she
anti-green.
She was very concerned about the noise pollution. And she doesn't want to actually do anything about the noise pollution. She just...
But she did do it.
No. She just wants it not to invade her private space. She doesn't care if they make noise out there, as long as it
just
doesn't
don't bother me
in here. And she was a freak. Our entire room was white. The entire room, everything in it was white. And it wasn't like some
modern
cool
white. No, but she had red pillows.
White.
Did you notice that?
she was a freak. And you could tell when she talked, she was a freak.
Oh, yeah, she was.
What I'm going for here is tranquility. And I'm like, yeah. Good luck with that.
You nut. Yeah, but Ed isn't a freak. Wee. Ed's not a freak like that. He's just...
Don't defend Ed.
We like him.
He doesn't need defending.
You mean he's fine?
He's fine.
Okay.
He is what he is. And he always competes with his neighbor, Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Because yeah, they're rock
who could
bikes.
Be the biggest
well,
green
they
geek.
Went over. They went over to Jay Leno's house, and Jay went, ooh, I didn't call the
that
Geek Squad.
That was funny.
He's like, they pull up in their bikes and their helmets. He's like, what are you guys, I didn't call the Geek Squad.
That was funny because Jay Leno, he lives in a huge house, and in front of his house, he has a warehouse full of cars. And so he puts them, he has a, listen to what I'm saying. He has a warehouse full of cars. He met them at the gate on a motorcycle, three-wheel trike.
Yeah, like he had to drive from his house, yeah. Which is 1,000 miles back.
Which is so green.
He
right?
lives in the huge compound.
Which is, he's so green. He's got a warehouse full of cars.
Yeah.
He rented a, I suppose
no, he didn't
rented.
Rent, he owned this thing.
Nah, he rented it. It was a forklift. I mean, it wasn't a forklift, it was a platform lift. And so they all get on it, and he takes them up three stories so they can see on top of his warehouse where he's installed like 1,000
solar panels.
Solar panels.
Well, they'd been there. He had the solar panels there before because he did that a long time ago.
No, he said added he was inspired more. By them.
But well, he added more. And then he also put in
one of those wind turbines.
One of those
things.
Turbines. And then he can have electricity at night and during
crazy,
the day.
Crazy, crazy. There's crazy people in California. Hey, by the way, today or yesterday, well, whenever this we recorded this,
what do you
this,
mean crazy?
Saturday,
you would put solar panels on the house if you could afford them.
Only if it made financial sense.
Well, yeah.
But here's the thing.
I mean, my dad's been begging for us to put solar panels so we can heat our water.
If we really care about the environment, we would go nuclear power.
Yeah.
Okay. But, can't do that. No, but here's the thing.
You want Chernobyl in the United States?
It was
you want?
Larry Hagman was cool. That was cool.
Heating a talk about green.
He actually done all this. He lived on this side of this mountain. And so he has a huge house, but he powered it. $13 a year was his electric bill. He powered this thing on solar panels.
And then he sold it
and
back.
Here's the thing. He gave, and then all his surplus, he gave to the people who lived on the mountain below him, who were like just
lower
regular
income
people.
Families, yeah. Yeah. That, compared to him.
Well, compared
to us.
I'm lower income family compared to him.
But then he also sold the electricity that he generated to the electric company.
Well, no.
As well.
Yeah, but whatever.
Yeah.
But he gave it to
the
neighbors.
But then he also gave his neighbors electricity. Right. Yeah.
He shared the grid, basically.
That was pretty cool. Well, he was off the grid. And
No, he wasn't off the grid.
Except for that. Well, he...
Off the grid means you're not connected like Jack...
But he...
Like Jackson Brown.
Like Jackson Brown. But
he's on the grid.
Yeah. But
he
only because
he feeds the grid.
Only because he feeds the grid. But he doesn't need to be. It's cool.
It's cool.
I'm getting a...
But you know what? Today, the day this was recorded on Saturday, 5 governors went to President-elect Obama to beg him for bailouts for their states. Okay, this is the decade of bailouts, or at least the year of them. So they went to ask for financial stimulus packages because they don't like the term, because bailouts is a bad word. It's a bailout. Call it what it is. Guess what all 5 governors had in common?
I don't know.
All Democrats.
Of course they are.
The Texas governor, mm-hmm. He's a Republican. Now, I don't think he's a great guy. I think he's actually, I won't say what I think he is. But the fact of the matter is we've had a Republican, we have a Republican, and not just a Republican governor, but a Republican
government
here in Texas. And we keep our spending way down. And we don't have a lot of these programs. And yeah, we have to deal with them in other ways. We have to be more generous in our charities. We have to rely on our churches a lot more than other states do. That's fine. We're fine with that, people.
That's the way it should be.
So, but the thing is, we have a surplus. We could actually lend money to California. They're thinking about giving us money. But do you know this? That they're thinking about actually giving us money back next year in state taxes.
Really?
Yes. There is a possibility we could get a rebate. Or the other possibility is they just cut the taxes. They can leave the taxes as they are and give us a rebate, which is what a lot of people want to do. Or they can actually cut the taxes. But a lot of people don't want to do that because then if you have to raise them again later, it's hard to do. You know.
There you go.
There you go. So I don't know. I got off on that. I got all. This is why I don't do politics.
It's because you listened to Ed Wallace today, isn't it?
He got me all fired up.
I know. You can't help yourself.
Here's the other thing. The media is telling us that, it's not just the media. It is the media. I mean, it's been manipulated by the big three. And they're telling us that unions are bad, that unions are killing their companies. Unions aren't killing their companies. Unions are not killing these companies. The most efficient plants in America, all nine of them, plants in the United States.
Mm-hmm. Union.
Are all union and they're all big three.
Mm-hmm.
The 10th one is a joint facility with Toyota and Chevrolet, and it's not union. You have to go all the way to number 10 on the efficiency scale before you can produce a car in less man hours than a union shop. So, and a cost per production is like $10 a car more to produce a car with a union shop than it is the non-union shops. So, you know, and you hear these things, they put it in the paper. Oh, you know, it's $75, union labor, it comes out to be $75 an hour. Well, that's because the big three have had unions for, you know, 80 years,
mm-hmm.
okay? So they have a lot older workforce. They have a lot of people who have retired and have, you know, and have
pensions.
Mm-hmm. These young, like these Japanese countries, the companies that come in here, they still have retirement for their employees, mm-hmm. but their employees are all in their 30s and their
20s. Right.
So, you know, let's go visit them in 20 years, mm-hmm. and they're going to be in the same boat. They're going to have a large workforce that's mostly older, that has a lot of...
And do we want our people not taken care of in their jobs?
No.
Exactly. I don't understand they're thinking.
I understand the evils of union. I work in a company where I'm not union.
Right.
I'm management.
Right. And you've had to deal with
And
the
I have
issues.
To deal with strikes, and I have to deal with mm-hmm. union workers mm-hmm. who do two jobs a day.
Right.
You know, because they can get away with it.
Right.
Who all call in sick on the same day because they're arguing about some issue. I mean, I understand how even unions can be abused. Mm-hmm. Trust me, I understand that. And I understand that through history, there's a history of union being, you know, this union shops being abused or the situation being abused. I understand that. But here's the bottom line. American workers, no matter who you are, unless you're an executive, the way of the union, so goes everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
We would not have insurance.
Yep.
I would not have insurance at my company mm-hmm. if it were not for the union man going out and getting it first.
And look it.
And demanding it.
And, you know, unless nowadays, unless you have a college degree, and or maybe not some more, but I mean, it's always been said, you know, if you get a college degree, you get a good job with good pay, with good insurance, right?
Yeah.
The normal guy who doesn't go and get a college degree, so then what does he have? What are his options?
Poor.
Yeah. I mean, the options are poor.
Well.
But with a union, you actually have options. You can get a job and be well taken care of.
I'm not saying you have to have
a college degree. You can have a college degree and do that too. But I'm saying the point is, mm-hmm. is that it provides a better way of life for more people.
There you go. And thus ends the show of stuff we know too little about, but we're willing to talk about it here.
Put it on the line.
On Two Blind Squirrels.
That's right. We don't have a clue.
I think we've made everybody mad at this show.
You think?
Oh, sure.
How did I make anybody mad? I didn't mean to make anybody mad.
Tim, are you upset?
I'm not going to say a word here.
See?
Oh, poo. That's what my grandma...
Brad Meek.
That's what my grandma would say. My grandma would say, oh, poo.
Oh, poo.
That's what she'd say.
You Texans, you drive me nuts.
There you go. And that sums it all up right
Since he didn't call us back. You drive us nuts.
Okay, well, this is one of our short shows because we were going to try to get five in tonight, and it's 30 minutes long. I don't like 30-minute shows. I won't even listen to a podcast that's 30 minutes long. I mean, I listen to it, but it takes me two sessions.
Well, then why are we still talking?
I don't know.
Vios con Dios, everybody.
You got me all upset. I haven't started
outro,
the news.
You outro.
Can't Vios con Dios when there's...
I can't outro. Vios con Dios.
You can't Vios con Dios until I start
Have
the outro
day.
Music.
Love ya.
Don't you know how this works yet?
Bye.
Have you not figured this out?
Come on.
What? I'm working on it. But you have to continue to talk while
I've already done everything.
Leading the out.
I already said goodbye. I said vamos con Dios. I said see you tomorrow. Love you.
But it's not time to say it. It's not time to say that yet until the music gets to the point where Skeeter says we're better than pie.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you say vamos con Dios.
I can say it whenever I want.
Way too early.
I can say it whenever I want.
Well, lead us out with a little flirty dance. Come on. A little flirty exercise.
That's disgusting.
Come on, a little flirty exercise.
Okay, stop.
There you go. Have some of this.
Stop.
How about that? You like that? Okay. Vamos con Dios, everybody. You should see what I'm doing.
No, you really shouldn't.
We're gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.